Our next guest is, well, he's a footballing great. He played 231 games for Carlton. He played 31 games for Adelaide. I think he won a McGarry medal as well. I know that he won Fox Footy's longest kick competition in 2016. His name is Bryce Gibbs. He's on AFL Nation this afternoon. He's on SEN Afternoons now. Welcome to you, Bryce.
G'day, Tom. Thanks for having me, mates. And yes, the longest kick goes down as one of my career highlights, that's for sure, mate.
How far was your kick?
Went the best part of 70, I reckon. So, yeah, got lucky and got onto one for a change.
Gather Round's an amazing event here, Bryce. Like, I've only rolled in a couple of days ago and the city is absolutely humming. As I sit here now, look out the window, there's four Brisbane Lions supporters walking past, a couple of kids in Sydney Swans guernseys. You must be enjoying the festivities as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it? And I've just pulled into Glenelg Oval, actually, and I think Freo are just finishing their captain's run, and there's Dockers scarves and jerseys everywhere, and I think Carlton are rolling in about an hour's time. And that's the beauty of Gather Round, isn't it? It is a little bit unusual to see so many colours and teams getting represented, but yeah, it's been fantastic for the state and for the city of Adelaide. And obviously, we had a bit of a taste of it last year off only a couple of months' notice. And I know the Premier, Peter Malinauskas, has been going to so much work over the last 12 months to make sure this year it was going to be bigger and better again. And everyone that I've spoken to, whether they've been local or have travelled from interstate, have already said how much fun they're having already this year, which is fantastic.
Bryce, what's the argument against keeping Gather Round in Adelaide for 5, 10, 15 years? You've played all around the country. Should it be here for a long time?
I can't see why not, Tom. I think just probably the location. It's central to everywhere. And people can drive from Victoria or New South Wales if they need to. Only a couple of hours flight from Queensland and a little bit closer to the WA state. So I think each year, I think the state can give more as well. Obviously, we've seen some of the games go to Mount Barker. We're seeing a couple of games at Norwood, but you know, there's plenty more places in Adelaide that they can take Gather Round to. I know the Bross has been on the agenda for the best part of 12, 18 months as well. I think if it continues, we'll get a game down there, and some of the other sample grounds are well and truly capable of hosting AFL matches as well. So, yeah, it's funny. As a player, when we used to play here, when I was at Carlton, a lot of the players used to hang a bit of shit on me, Tom. Adelaide, you know, half an hour backwards, there's not much going on there. For the best part of, 10 years when I was there, it actually took me to get married and invite them to my wedding when they actually spent some time here. And then after spending time here for a weekend for my wedding, they couldn't stop talking about it and couldn't understand why they hadn't stayed here and spent time here. So I think the more years Gather Round gets here in Adelaide, the more people will be able to see the state. And, you know, I have no doubt we can host this event for many years to come.
Message from Trent. Blues fans love you, Bryce, a champ of our club, and can't wait for your son to wear the navy. So that's a nice text message to receive. Bryce, I was here for the pink ball test a few years ago between Australia and England. I'd love to come to the LIV Golf. Gather Round is incredible. It just strikes me that this city and this state has three of the best sporting / social events that Australia can offer. Do you see it that way as well?
Yeah, it's sort of trending that way, isn't it? And as I mentioned before, Peter Malinauskas has done some amazing works behind the scenes to land some of these big events and sporting events. And we've seen the Adelaide 500, the supercars really fire up in the last couple of years as well, after looking like that was going to be dead and buried. So, you know, there's certainly something for everything, for everyone in terms of if they love sport and coming to, enjoy a sporting spectacle here in Adelaide. And obviously, since the move to Adelaide Oval has really helped that. It's a great venue to watch sport. And, you know, the city's really easy. Everything's really close. So, yeah, I think he's done an amazing job to land some of these events. And, yeah, it's nice for people to come and enjoy the city and enjoy these big sporting spectacles here in Adelaide.
let's talk footy. The Crows are 0-4. What did you make of last night, and how many issues do you foresee at the club in the coming weeks, given their poor start to the season?
Yeah, they're going to come under the pump even more, and especially being here in a two-team town, as you can imagine. We all know they had high hopes leading into the season. Arguably could have played in the finals last year and had some real momentum going towards the end of the season. They've been talking it up a lot over the summer, talking finals, all the players, all their coaches in interviews. Really thought finals was on the agenda this year, and maybe even internally talking top four. That's how confident they were leading into this season, and it hasn't panned out like that at all to start this year. They've got some real issues, especially with their ball movement forward to centre. It's been well publicised. It's amazing the drop off from being one of the top scoring sides last year. And just some of the decision making and skill execution forward of the ball has just been pretty horrific, to be honest. So they're going to come under the pump. They're going to have to do some soul searching, and unfortunately, in situations like this, there's no easy quick fix. Unfortunately, I've been in this situation a few times in my career, Tom, and the only way to get out of this is hard work, starting at training, working on your fundamentals. And really sticking together as a group, and only hard work will get you out of these little ruts.
54 in the wet was the score that they had against the Gold Coast Suns. Then 77, 34 in Freo, 63 last night. It's actually a huge drop-off when you consider how lethal they were forward of centre last year. Can you pinpoint exactly what's gone wrong?
I mean, there's probably many factors to why they've started so poor. But the glaring probably issue for me is they're still relying on their older guys to play well. I mean, we saw last year Dawson was playing really well. Laird was having a fantastic year. Tex, all Australian form. Brody Smith was flying. And those players, their older guys, haven't really been performing well to start this year. So it is a concern that they're relying on their older guys to play well. We need to see more out of your Rankins and your Rochelles, and these guys. They've got them in. They've certainly got a lot of talent and a lot of X factor. But when the senior guys aren't playing that well, those are the guys that need to provide that spark and to help the team. So I was still really concerned about their back line and how they could hold up. Obviously, they are quite thin down there, and having a couple of injuries, especially to some of their ball movers like Malira, certainly doesn't help. But they're really being tested down there, and when their midfield and forward line isn't connecting either, it's not looking good at the moment.
I want to ask you about Matthew Nicks specifically, because the pressure is on him, even though he re-signed a couple of weeks ago. But before I do, this was Adelaide CEO Tim Silvers on with Jared Waitley in the AFL Nation team before the loss against Geelong a couple of weeks ago.
Tim, the coach has a new contract. Why did you feel the need to do it now?
Why do we feel the need to do it now? Look, we've been aligned for a long time. We've been aligned throughout the whole pre-season, to be honest. And we've been talking about this, and there's been a little bit of negotiation, and we finalised it over the weekend. And once you finalise it in my time, let's be open and honest. Let's not wait to the right time to announce it. If it's signed, let's go. So we announced it. We announced it to the whole playing group yesterday. And there was a lot of support for Nixie. He's got a lot of buy-in from the playing group. We think he's the right person for us. He's the man for the job. So let's get it out there. Let's announce it.
Did they jump too soon and re-sign him, Bryce?
I thought it was an interesting time to announce that. Like, he's either your man or he's not. So they probably should have done it at the start of pre-season if they were going to do it, I think. Yeah. Or if they were unsure if he was the right man for the job, just see how the year plays out and maybe look at it at the midpoint after playing half a season. So I think they've known for a while that he was the man. So to leave it right before the season was a little bit strange, I thought. But, just looking at Nixie in his press conferences in the last couple of weeks, he's even scratching his head as well. And I mean, he can put all the game plan in place and have the right strategies, and that's fantastic. But some of their decision-making and execution, it doesn't matter what game plan you have, it's going to be hard to coach that. So, he does look a little bit stressed and trying to work out what they need to do to get out of this rut. But, yeah, there's no doubt he'll be doing a little bit of soul-searching with him and his coaches leading into next week, that's for sure.
If you said to me at the start of the year when the gather-round fixtures came out that Freo and Carlton would be the blockbuster for the weekend, I would have laughed at you. But both teams are unbeaten, and they're playing at Adelaide Oval tomorrow. Who wins and why? Because they're both playing excellent footy.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracking game, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to go just sit in the stands as a supporter and just watch, which I'm really looking forward to. And I've been really impressed with Freo's defence, actually. Alex Pearce, the captain, probably a bit of a surprise when he was named captain, I reckon, 12, 18 months ago, whenever it was. I thought they might have gone with a Caleb Sarong or an Andrew Brayshaw, but he's really, really showing why he's the man for the job, I think, at the start this year. He's just beaten the general down there. He's got some mates in Luke Ryan. Draper's looked good. Jordan Clark's rebounding really well. So I've been really impressed with their defence, to be honest. So we all know they've got stars through the midfield. So it's going to be a cracking matchup. Obviously, Charlie Curnow, Harry Mackay are in great form this year. So I think if the Dockers can quell the two big boys, I think that'll go a long way to helping them win. And being on a neutral ground too is going to be interesting to see who plays well as well. So again, it'll be an intriguing midfield battle. Who can supply their forwards? Who can play the ground of the game in their forward half? So, but I think it'll be won and lost. If Alex Pearce and Luke Ryan, these guys can quell Charlie Curnow, Mackay, it'll be won and lost there, I reckon.
I've been very strong on my thoughts on the Brisbane Lions story that's emanated over the past sort of 7 to 10 days, Bryce, and I still stand firm on the belief. I don't think it's a footy story, what's been reported or what's been sort of suggested. You're doing this game this afternoon against North Melbourne. It's at Norwood Oval. You're part of the AFL Nation coverage. Do you think the Lions have a point to prove in some respects? So it's sort of an us against them mentality now?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. They obviously haven't started their season. We speak about Adelaide being 0-4 and Brisbane 0-3 to start this year with such high expectations. A little bit of off-field drama as well, which doesn't help. But yeah, they'll be looking to make a statement today, I reckon. We all know North Melbourne, coming through this rebuild, they've got a lot of talent, but they're not quite contending yet. So this is a real opportunity for Brisbane to make a statement. They need a win, they need a bit of confidence, and some players need to play well to get back in form. I think there was a couple of players lucky to hold their spot, and maybe if they were playing against a tougher opposition, they might have looked for someone else. But, I mean, Norwood Oval throws up some challenges as well. It's a bit of a smaller oval, so it's more of a contested clearance type game, not a lot of open space. So, the likes of Neil and McCluggage and these guys are going to have to get to work and get the ball in forward and probably Hipwood, he's the one that needs to have a big game and get his game back. And they need Joey Danaher and Hipwood to be firing if they're going to make anything of this season for the rest of the year.
Hey, just before I let you go, this is more, I guess, less serious in the conversation we've just been having, but I don't know if you heard me before, the South Australian Tourism Commission has released a memo to journalists, sort of instructing them how to refer to various things in South Australia and what to pump up, etc., which is completely understandable. But they've also given a couple of don'ts, exclusions. Please don't refer to Adelaide as Radelaide. Please don't refer to Adelaide as the city of churches. Why is that?
That's a great question. I'm all for the Radelaide comment. I'm happy to have a bit of fun with that. And yeah, there is a few churches in and around the city, so I'm not sure why they've got to be in their bonnet about those two. I'm all for it. It's fair game for mine.
Yeah, good. I appreciate it. We're on the same page. Bryce, enjoy the coverage this afternoon on AFL Nation, Brisbane versus North. I think you're on crunch time as well with Josh Gablich and Cam Luke on Sunday, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Cheers, Tom. Thanks for the chat.
That's AFL Nation expert, former Blue and Crows champion, Bryce Gibbs. We're going to take your calls after the break. Make sure you give us a buzz, 1-300-736-736, the Werribee Kia open line. Werribee Kia always makes buying cars easy. Lots of prizes to give away. I want to talk about Sam Mitchell as well and his thoughts on Jack Ginnivan. Maybe a little bit more on Adelaide as well and Matthew Nicks specifically. Last night's game. Give us a buzz. This is SEN Afternoons. Not with Dwayne Russell today. You're listening to Tom Morris.